listener production.
Hi, I'm Saskia Channing and welcome to Riverina Local News. Scattered showers across the region today, heading for top temps of 21 degrees in Wagga and 22 in Griffith. Here's what's making news today, Thursday, September 21. Australia enters a day of mourning for Queen Elizabeth II. The Henty Field Days continues to wow crowds, and Hanwood is set to take a tried and true approach in the Pasco Cup Grand Final. A minute's silence will take place at 11 a.m. today as part of the day of mourning for the late Queen. It will also mark the start of ceremonies at Parliament House in Canberra for Elizabeth II. Assistant Minister to the PM, Patrick Gorman, says a range of dignitaries will join Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and the Governor-General.
The representatives that are at this event from across Australia include premiers, chief ministers, governors, we've got first responders, we've got school children, we've got members of Parliament all there to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth II.
The Nurses and Midwives Association has welcomed the state opposition's commitment to introduce minimum staffing levels in EDs. While the promise doesn't mention legislating nurse-to-patient ratios, it does include hiring an extra 1,200 nurses at a cost of $175 million. NMA General Secretary Shay Candish says whatever the outcome of the election, the move's likely to put pressure on the current government.
Obviously, this announcement is only going to come to fruition if they're in government, but the benefit of this is that this announcement will allow for us to continue to build pressure and bring more pressure down on the current government now.
There's just 6 days left to give the state government our thoughts on Inland Rail's environmental impact statement. Council is eager for us to submit feedback as it hopes to mount a case for the group to reassess a number of its plans. Deputy Mayor Jenny McKinnon anticipating locals share council's concern of potential traffic jams caused at level crossings.
And one of the main problems with those level crossings is that when traffic's banked up there, and there's going to be quite a few trains coming through every day, extra ones on top of what we already have, our emergency services like ambulance is actually on one side of that level crossing and our health precinct is on the other side.
You can find the feedback form on Council's website, closing September 28. While there's been plenty of interest in the latest farming technology at this year's Henty Field Days, a new permanent display has illustrated how far we've come. A 115-year-old horse-drawn plough will be a fixture at the Field Day site for many years to come. The great-great-grandson of its original manufacturer was on hand for the commemoration, Jeff Powell saying the Hugh Lennon Plough Company is also famous because of a certain bushranger.
Ned Kelly made his armour out of the mouldboards from Lennon Ploughs in the State Library of Victoria. You can see the imprint on the side for the Hugh Lennon Plough.
Having a look at sport now. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the view Hanwood is taking into this Saturday's Pasco Cup Grand Final against Leighton. Coach Jason Bataco hoping his Chargers stick to what's worked for them all season, even if it isn't pretty.
We just go into it with the same game plan that we have all season. We really want to be have our structure set up really well from goalkeeper to forwards and try and play to our system as much as possible. I know it's a grand final, so they aren't the prettiest games to watch.
That's all for this episode of Riverina Local News. For more news and opinion throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.